Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show for a few housekeeping things. So this Saturday, March 6th at 5:30 at Comedy Republic, the final of the Comedy Republic ones after COVID postponed one, we're doing it this Saturday. So go to joshearl.com.au for your ticket if you don't already have one. The lineup is great. It's Lloyd Langford, Xavier Michaelides, Kirsty Wiebeck, Bella Green. It's going to be fun. The stories they've sent through are bonkers insane. So it's going to be a good one. So make sure you go to joshearl.com.au for the tickets, and I'll see you there 5:30. While you're at that website, why not get a ticket to one of the Comedy Festival podcasts as well? Season passes are now at $60, so big congrats to everyone who got one early when they were only $50, but like I said, that was only for the month of Feb. So they're now $60, that's four shows, still very cheap, and the lineups are great. So there's people like Nina Oyama, Luke Heggie, Dasilo, Ross Noble. It's going to be lots and lots of fun, so make sure you get a ticket if you're in Melbourne to those shows, which are 6 p.m. Sundays at the European Beer Cafe. Also, for the last 2 weeks of the Comedy Festival, I'm doing my show with Ben Lomas. Apparently, cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. Ben's not on the end of this show today. He's busy. So, something about being a good dad. I don't know. So he and I are doing a split bill show. So lots of fun. Double the entertainment for your dollar. So go to joshua.com.au for all the tickets there. Hey, another few things I've got to say. Patreon subscribers, thank you so much. A whole bunch of you come on board. After I said last week, my plan is to have 500 Patreon subscribers. That's the goal. So if you have been a long time listener to the show and you can afford it, for $5 a month, you get weekly bonus episodes of my podcast, Top 5. This week coming out is Michael Chandler and I talking about Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's very funny. We take it very seriously. It's very funny. Also, speaking of podcasts, I keep your ears out for, I'm doing an episode of Willosophy, Will Anderson's podcast. So we had a long conversation. I'll be interested to know how much gets edited out because it went for almost 2 hours. So where you get your podcast from, I'll no doubt talk about it. And it was really, really good conversation with Will, who's a great guy. So that's all I had to say. Enjoy your day, your evening. Enjoy this episode. It was very, very fun. Very recorded very late at night. And look, let's stop talking, Josh. Let's play some music. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl. And this week on the internet, I discovered my English football playing namesake got red carded 10 minutes into the second half against Sunderland. And Josh, mate, if you're not enjoying football anymore, it's okay to stop. You've had a rough 2 years. Just we're not going to be angry at you. We just want to see you happy, buddy. Like, this is not good.
Oh, I don't care.
Got to control that temper, Josh Earl. Hey, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them out. Our first guest, the last time he was on the show, took out the very prestigious most popular episode of the year voted by the fans. So here for his victory lap, it is 1/6 or 1/3 if you only count the ones who are on stage, from Auntie Donna, it's Mark Bonanno. Yay.
Woo! Sorry no, about Mark. That sorry oh. about that oh, I no. did a fart and I apologize. Hello, I didn't know that we were the most popular podcasters in the world. Is that what you said?
Let's say that it was sick. just for 2020 of this podcast.
That's pretty good. Either way, whatever it is, we'll take it. What money do we get? Is there money?
There was six of you and you had to split it six ways. I gave it to Ben Russell.
That's my whole fucking life, splitting shit six ways. I'm fucking sick of it. I'd have a house by now if I didn't go in the fucking comedy with these five other fucking pieces of shit.
Oh man, I'm so sorry.
It's
I'm
fine.
So
it's sorry, not your Mark. Fault.
Hey, our second guest also ranked very high in the best of polls at number 2. So maybe this episode Maybe this is the number one episode of 2021. We don't know yet. Please welcome one of the stars of the new ABC show, Why You Like This. It is Naomi Higgins.
Oh, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't know that. Second best episode.
Yeah, the one with Cam and you and Cashman and Alexi.
Oh, well, that was a very fun episode.
People loved it. People loved that episode.
I love being ranked just underneath Mark. It happens all the time.
Oh, no. What have we done? Also joining us, first time to the podcast, she shares her name with a Bangladeshi student whose Facebook page says she is single, but her profile pic is her in a wedding dress. So either not ready to move on or still not sure if the wedding's going to stick. So can you please welcome one of the creators of Why You Like This? It is Hum Mahbub.
Hello. Yay. Hello.
Hum?
Good. I'm so glad you stalked other Bangladeshi women for this podcast. Yep. Can I ask, was she wearing like a white dress or a red sari?
It was a white dress.
Bro, that is not a wedding dress in my culture. You should have Googled.
Isn't it?
No.
Come on,
she was
bro.
Probably going to a funeral, Josh.
She was with a guy wearing a tuxedo and they looked very happy and she was carrying flowers. I just assumed. That was a wedding dress.
That's actually a Bangladeshi funeral. You go with a guy and has flowers.
And you're really happy.
You can bring a date. It's my show too, yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Also, Mark is also one of the creators of the show as well.
Oh,
I'm
thank
so sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It's my show too.
Don't you have enough number one podcast boy?
Yeah, I just
get
thought.
Out of it.
Our final guest shares his name with the chief operating officer at Accelerate Financial Technologies in Calgary. Can you please welcome from Hobber and Hing on Triple J, it's Michael Hing.
Oh, hello. What a pleasure. I'm here as the rebuttal to their fucking show. Yes. I think their show sucks. And I think no one should watch it. Yeah, take that, everyone.
So rude.
Michael, come on.
Now, coming out of the gate.
Some listeners won't know this. What this episode is, it's the first time ever I've had two couples on the podcast.
Wow. Who are they?
Exactly.
Yeah,
what are the
ones
pairs?
Do you think are couples?
So previous couples on the show have been Daniel Connell and Laura Dunneman were the first couple to ever do the show together.
Boring.
Yep. Ben Russell and Maggie Look have done it, but they've never done it together, but they've both been on the show.
Boo, who cares?
Boo.
Move Demi along. Lardner, Tom Walker, on the show.
Psycho. Yes. A couple. Very I refuse gross. To. Yeah, disgusting. Disgusting. Too big and too small, I say.
Weird.
About the two of them.
And,
weird
and Claire,
size.
Claire Hooper and Wade Duffin, who you'll.
Didn't even know they were dating. Nice. Don't even
don't care.
So, we're going to learn a lot. I don't know. Are you competitive amongst each other?
No, I think we're very. I would say we're a polycule.
Yes.
Who's a polycule?
All four of us.
Huh. How interesting.
Mm.
How very interesting.
That doesn't mean you're dating all of us, Hing. You're dating Hum. You're my best friend. I'm married to Hum. She's my wife. I'm dating Mark.
Hing and Mark, I know each other.
Mark yeah. and Hum are...
enemies.
It's sort of... Yes.
Nice.
That's a
it's
polycule.
Huh. Yeah.
There you go. We've all learned something.
You can tell Naomi and I are in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which yeah. is, I think, an advantage here. I think Hum and I have the upper hand.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe there'll be something at the end of this, like high stakes. Maybe the person who loses has to break up with their partner live on the podcast.
Great. That sounds good.
Okay. Mark, you all right?
I was planning on doing that anyway, but that's okay. That's if it.
Watch Mark
goes.
Try to throw the show now.
Duh, I don't know anything. Duh.
Now he's number one podcast boy. He doesn't need me.
Yeah.
I just had a nap, so I'm pretty out of it.
Wake up, Mark. Serious podcasting.
I'll talk to you, Mark. You are either just waking up from or just about to go and have a nap.
What does that tell you about my mental health and the state of it, Michael?
Hard to tell. Could be either very good or very bad. Hard to tell.
Yeah, let's roll the dice and find out.
Spoiler alert, bad.
We are recording this quite late as well. I don't normally record it this late, so this will be good.
It's 2 a.m.
It's late night, after dark, podcasting.
I don't know what the fuck you wanted to do it at 2 a.m., Josh. I'm pissed. Less of a nap, more of my regular sleeping routine.
All right, our first game tonight is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted these things. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker faces on. First question is this one. Scott Morrison is your friend's patronising dad who owns a very clean boat and hangs out in the living room giving you boring advice about real estate when you're 14 and just want to play GTA.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Hing?
Yes, you are correct. That was Michael Hing. Yeah, point there for Naomi.
Interesting. Yeah. You know me well, Naomi.
I just know that Hum or Mark would know better than to post that.
Oh, no. Did the tweet suck? Fuck.
I was about to say Hing for the exact same reason. Just cut in a little sooner.
I thought that tweet did all right. Fuck.
Yeah, it did. It was a very popular one.
Yeah,
with
it did
losers.
Well doesn't mean it was
bad
good.
Bad shit can do well.
Big Bang Theory is popular. That doesn't mean that it's good.
Wow. It's just, you know, if I could defend the tweet before the panel, please.
Nah, no one cares.
I like it, Ting. I think it's a
Josh,
good
you're only making it worse. You're only making it worse.
Oh, no. As a dad who's very close to my kids, I've got one boy who's 9. He loves his Switch. I'm very often hovering around just going, what are you playing? What are you playing on that? Like,
Josh, you've got children?
Yeah, I got 2. I'm old.
I thought you were 20.
No. I turned 40 in 3 months.
Well, and you look good.
Thank you. It keeps coming up on the podcast. I'm turning 40, and I'm starting to think people might think I'm worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all.
Okay.
I wouldn't be worried about turning 40 if I look like you. Goodness me.
You look
great.
You
got no greys.
I do have a beard. But that's all right.
You've got all your hair.
George Clooney.
I've got all my hair.
There's no wrinkles?
No, I'm fitter than I was like 10 years ago. I'm good. I'm very happy
with my lot
in life.
This guy's Benjamin Buttoning.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, 10 years ago, you were a fucking mess.
You were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a hard feat.
Disgusting.
I mean, it was. Ugh.
Honestly, at age 33, I took my top off to get changed for something, and I looked in the mirror and I thought, I'm turning very Mr. Burns-ish. Like just skinny and like just fall, like the skin falling off. And I was like, okay. Oh, I've got to do something.
So what's the deal now? You got abs? Show us.
I'm doing all right.
Tops off on the pod, Josh.
Hum is thirsty tonight. My God.
Hum won't be in the same room as him.
Yeah, Hum and I just got back from our anniversary weekend away. And let me tell you, she's left that weekend quite sexually frustrated, it turns out.
Can I tell you guys something? We went to stay at the beach, and Hing wouldn't do anything afterwards because the bed was too sandy.
Why are we talking about
you fucking? That's not the podcast.
It's question one, too. And the tweet was about Scott Morrison.
I think it's fair. I think it's fair to not want to fuck in a big bed of sand as well, by the way.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, guys. Fuck in the sand. Cowards. Yeah. Oh, I need a smooth bed to fuck. That's you.
Getting roasted here.
All right, question two. Stop unfollowing me for yelling about cum online.
Oh, that could honestly be any three of these fucking weirdos.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
I'm going to say Naomi.
No, that was Hum there.
Hum.
Point there for Hum.
It really could have been any three of us, couldn't it?
Yeah, it really could have been.
Yeah. Not on Twitter anymore, though, Hum.
I'm not.
You've left the platform.
For what they call mentally healthy,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if you can tell from question one, but I am liable to saying a lot of things that could ruin my life and career.
All right. Hey, question three, and I've changed the I've made this gender neutral, okay? My partner jumped out of bed this morning at 6 a.m. and darted around the house like the building was on fire and scared the shit out of me. They're going to an 8 a.m. Avengers screening. When is Marvel over?
Mark. Hing.
Yes, I heard Hing.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that is Naomi, and it's about Mark.
You are correct on both counts. Yes, point over here. Yeah. Yes.
You nerd.
Hey, we took the morning off work. It was great.
I mean, that was all of Auntie Donna as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I forced them. was like, we're taking the morning off work. We're going to see Endgame. Had a so great
it
time.
It was the final one of the Avengers
it was,
films.
Well, yeah, it was the last one that's that came out. You know, it was tying that phase of the MCU up.
Is Endgame the one where they all came out of the circles in the sky?
Yes.
Mm. Wow.
Mark, in that situation, does the Auntie Donna Fund pay for those movie tickets, or did you have to individually purchase your own movie tickets?
I bought the tickets for everyone and then made them pay me back.
Yeah.
The tickets they didn't want for the movie they didn't want
to
see?
Well, some of them were iffy about taking time off work to do it, but I was like, this is what life is about. This is why you go into business for yourself and own your own small business.
Why do you think
business.
We did? We Come on. So we can do this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mark, the manic pixie dream girl of Auntie Donna.
I really did force. Some people did not want to go.
Question 4. I hate the corporate world, but I want to buy a little frog to lick my eyeballs clean every
Mark.
5 minutes.
No,
yes,
you
Mark.
Can't. You have to wait till the
Sorry.
End.
Sorry.
Yes, Mark. No, Sorry. You haven't scored yet, Mark. So, yes. Who was it, Mark?
Hum.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. Everyone's on the board. I like this.
Shut up. Fuck off. You got to wait till he finishes saying it.
All right. I'm sorry. I cheated, but I saw how excited you were.
I didn't know that was a rule. I thought you could buzz in any time.
Yeah, it is a rule. Sometimes I say it. Sometimes I don't. I thought.
Well, I knew it was Hum, and I was waiting like a good person.
That's why
how do you feel, Hum, these two absolute simps fighting over your tweet?
I love it.
I like this tweet as well, Hum. I'm a big fan. I have dreams of just removing my eyeballs and putting them in a glass of mineral water overnight.
Oh, it feels so good.
That would be the dream.
Mm, little bubbles. Put
You're
that
a freak.
That would no. You would like that. Just scoop them out, chuck them in some bubbles in the morning. Put them back in, refreshed.
You should be able to do that with everything. Teeth as well.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
There'll be a time when you'll be able to do that.
People do that.
Thank you for the optimism on my lifespan.
All right, next question, question 5. I love poo-poo.
Hum.
Yes, Hum.
Mark.
You are correct. That is Mark, yes.
Correct. Simple man, simple pleasures.
Yeah. It's a good one. No one can argue with that.
No, it's the begins and ends there, that the discussion around that.
And that wouldn't have been written without seeing Avengers Endgame. You
it's
just
true.
Couldn't come up with that kind of stuff.
I thought it was a great movie, you know. It's kind of like modern Ben-Hur. It's just big and a lot of fun. You know, there's
some dicey racial
and
politics.
That kind of thing. Yeah, sure. But it's a lot of fun.
Stop talking about Endgame.
It's like going to a theme park, you know. Oh.
Next question. When people say there's no such thing as a free lunch, I remind them to eat my ass for free.
Hing.
I heard Naomi first.
Hing.
Yes, you are correct. That was Hing, yes.
I'd forgotten about that tweet. It's
that's
a funny
one. That's a good one. That's a
great
good one.
Great one, Michael Hing.
Okay, I see where this audience is.
Evidence by the fact that I thought it was Hum until she said Hum.
Yeah. I thought it was you until you said Naomi.
Now, this is not in the regular Michael Hing feed. Can we talk about this, Hing, or is this
private? This is from my a short-lived Twitter account I had for a couple of years where I just tweeted just dumb shit that I didn't want to put on my regular feed, but it turns out that's where all the quality was this whole time. Sample size of one. Turns out they're all ticks.
I read it all today. I much enjoyed it. Put them in the main feed.
Yeah. I think I'm going to fire it up again. I'm going to start tweeting rogue shit from that account again.
Yeah, great. All right. And I'll retweet it and we'll see. We'll get the don't you know who I am bump. Here we go.
Great. Fantastic.
Next question. Help. My partner won't stop rapping Lose Yourself in Bed.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Hum.
Yes, you are correct. I'm not putting it for Mark. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Was that me?
Yeah, we were in bed and you kept going, when you lose yourself and you...
Was I doing? Was that for real? I honestly don't remember that.
Yeah,
oh, fuck.
You did that for like an hour in bed once. I tweeted about.
That was easy because I know I didn't do that.
Thought you did. I thought
so
I tweeted that.
It couldn't have been Naomi, and
I was
know
like,
Hum
Mark.
Would not rap Eminem.
Was it though?
In bed.
Was it okay? Just to be clear. Because I genuinely don't remember it. Was I trying? And I'm not saying you tweet like untrue shit about me because you're a snake. But In that situation, was I doing it specifically to annoy you, or was I trying to remember the lyrics to it, or was I trying to learn a dance?
You regularly do things to annoy. You know, he also loves to sing that song. What's that Lady Marmalade song from
Marmalade?
You know, yeah, you know the one that goes, "We are Lady Marmalade." That one. With
Pink. That song's called "Lady Marmalade."
Well, there you go. He does that in bed too. Sometimes.
Actually,
wow. And also sometimes when Harm and I are working together over the over Zoom or something, because we live in different cities, Hing will come in and put an ice cube down Harm's pants and then leave the room.
That is a workplace too, Hing. So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
other
workplace
day,
happens to be my bedroom that she lives in rent free. So, you know.
He also
so you're
going to
get ice cubes up your ass.
that's minus rent. Is an ice cube in your ass. He also likes to pick me up and put me in the bin and the toilet. And no. He also does front wedgie me.
Front now, wedgie?
Front just wedgie.
You're a high school bully, Michael Hing.
Can
you're
I?
Not a you'll boyfriend.
Give her, you'll give her a front wedgie, but you won't have sex in the sandy bed. Come on, Hing.
Yeah,
Hing. Can I ask if any of this is... How do you think this is playing? Is this coming off as quite charming, do you guys think? Or is it,
no.
Or is it coming off as quite sort of unhinged and unlikable?
Hey, yes. It is 2 a.m.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of likable, here we go. Question 8. A fart is just a burp from the asshole.
Hum.
I heard hum.
I think it's Mark.
You think, right, that is Mark. Yeah, support there for the hum. Yeah.
I'm a one-note motherfucker.
More like fart banana, am I right?
What can I tell you? I said it on a podcast. It was true then. It's true now.
Very good. I like it.
My kind of highbrow
humor.
I think it's disgusting.
Thank
Mark,
you
and I are kind of kindred spirits. I once wrote a comedic sketch,
yeah.
Which is your favorite medium, obviously.
It is. Well,
for a university comedy project, which was performed to upwards of 30 people.
Nice.
So you can obviously relate to that. Huge
yeah.
numbers, global success. And the sketch was entitled Fart Mouth. A guy went into surgery and he woke up in the hospital and the doctor was like, I'm sorry, sir. There were some complications in your surgery and now you fart out your mouth. And then I was playing the patient and yeah. I would sort of like gag and like fart out my mouth for,
yeah.
I would say, anywhere between 2 minutes and 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would just really ride those waves of laughter. You know about live performance. You know what it's like,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah, I do. And sketch comedy didn't work out for you?
No, it didn't. Somehow
right.
I found
right.
my... yeah, I became more of a, I guess, a poet of sorts.
I, yeah.
Yeah.
Comedy yeah, I guess
never...
we could say that, yeah.
I like this idea, Hing, but I think it's not a sketch. I think it's more a feature film.
Sure.
The whole
sure.
film, he's going to surgery, and you know, and then it's like 98 minutes, and then the final 2 minutes, he finds out about this, and then he just farts, end credits roll.
That's great.
Tension, release.
Can I suggest another medium for this idea? It's a different execution. What about you did that for our wedding vows?
Well, it's funny you should say that because, as with all university sketch comedy shows, each sketch wasn't a single sketch. It was sort of called back to like 5 times throughout the show because we didn't have, weren't very smart or funny, so we just were sort of piling anything we could. And so there was a lot of sketches that were just that fart mouth guy in different scenarios. And one of them was him on a date with someone and he accidentally farted in the girl's mouth when they were kissing. Another one was on his mother's deathbed. She was dying. He leant in closer and farted in her face with his mouth. You know, I mean, and these are the kind of comedic seedlings that are really sprouting out at this time. You know, it's
yeah.
an interesting time to be involved in the industry.
How come your uni sketch group didn't become the Chaser? This is what I ask. Guys.
Naomi right. is rubbing her eyes.
Yeah, this is giving me a tension headache.
She's getting pink eye just from talking about farting in someone's face. All right, next question. Suck yourself before you cuck yourself.
Mark.
Naomi.
Yes, Mark.
Michael Hing.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Mark, yes.
I've got a voice.
You have a voice.
Your pee pee poo poo is my self humiliation.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Well, last time you were on, Hing, we talked about one of your tweets, which was at least cucks have a girlfriend and a friend.
Oh,
sure. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do find the word cuck very funny, just sonically. You know, that hard K sound at the end, it's innately
yeah.
comedic.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. And our last question for this round, Gautier, I love you more than anyone could ever exist.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Hum.
No, that was your girlfriend, Naomi, in 2011.
Loser!
Oh, dude.
I knew I should have deactivated my Facebook account.
I was... That's... You've never spoken to me about Gautier ever.
But I have. Have this you? Is when I was a child,
yeah,
Mark.
Yeah, I know, but
you
still.
Pedophile. That was 10 years ago.
How old were you in 2011, Naomi?
5.
Oh, so Mark, you still... Oh, no.
It's not true.
Did I screenshot that and tweet it?
Stop it. It's not true.
People say podcasting's lost its edge, but no other medium would allow a girlfriend to call her boyfriend a pedophile live on air. It's in any other situation, this would be grounds for a defamation. But
I think you should watch our TV show, Hing.
Sure, right.
Honestly, truth is a defense to defamation, so
wait. I mean, to be clear, this reflects poorly on the both of you who made a show with what seems to be a pedophile.
Oh, okay. Blaming women for a man's misdoings. Okay.
This might just be me, but I'd love if I wasn't called a pedophile anymore on this podcast.
I don't think you are.
Maybe some context to what you said, Naomi, could be given. That's just me, though. I understand different people have different tastes and different approaches to things. You know, we all want different things out of this. Me, personally, I didn't come on here to be called a pedophile constantly by some of my friends. So if we could just curb that, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay, Mark. So Mark, do you want to come in with this breakout room with me for a second? We did last time. We'll do it again. You okay? We're doing all okay?
I'm fine. Okay. I'm not a pedophile.
Good to clear that up.
You are?
Well, now I feel like I'm protesting too much, so I'm just going to leave it.
Why is I'm not a pedophile written on your shirt?
Well, because I feel very strongly about this.
Although it is backwards, so only he can see it in the mirror. It's almost to remind him and not to remind the people around him.
So whenever parents walk past me and they're worried, I'm like, take a photo with your phone.
Flip
with
it.
Flip it, and you'll and they're like, oh. Anyway, Naomi is a little bit younger than me. That's where that comes from.
Yeah, I am a few years younger than Mark, so I do like to call him a pedophile all the time.
At the end of the round, the scores are Michael Hing, you're on 1 point. Mark, woo! You're on 3 points. Naomi, you're on 3 points. And Harb, you're also on 3 points.
Yes.
So the team behind Why You Like This, way out in front.
Crushing.
Okay.
Such
this
shit,
round.
Hing.
Fuck.
This
fuck.
Round is called Birds Do It, Bees Do It, Even Educated Fleas Do It, Let's Do It, Let's Annoy Dogs. Now in this round, we talk about love.
Mm.
Seeing as I have two couples here, I thought you guys can pair up as teams and answer a question about me. So this one's about me. Correct. So now, when I was at uni, I dated the same girl for the entirety of the time I was there. And for 2 of the 4.5 years, I was convinced she was cheating on me. Whoa. But what happened at a party that she was hosting with a guy, she was hosting the party, and then a guy who I thought may have been the guy she was cheating on me with, what made me think, oh no, I've got this guy covered? Was it A, he got his dick out for a joke, and not only was it small, it was also very red. My girlfriend saw it and said, why does your dick look like a dog's dick? And after she said that, the only thing redder were his cheeks. Okay, so that's A.
Jesus, what an A.
Was it B, he picked up the cheese from the cheese platter and started eating chunks off it like it was a chocolate bar? My girlfriend at the time said, you're meant to cut thin slices, to which he replied, I love cheese. She then mocked him for the next 2 years with our private joke saying, I love cheese in a dumb voice.
Great.
So that was our, or was it C? He was going through her CD collection and pulled out an album by the band Sebado called Bake Sale. He then said, oh, wow, I didn't know anyone in Launceston knew Sabato Bakasali. She's one of my favourite artists. My girlfriend at the time looked at him and said, you are so full of shit, and never spoke to him again. So one of these is true. You can ask me many questions, but I want you to get it wrong so I get all your points.
Is your girlfriend mean?
She was mean. She was funny, but she was mean.
Funny but mean.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dream, right, Mark?
C sounds like something someone funny and mean would do.
She was older than me. When I was first year, she was third year. We met at the, because I did performing arts. We met at they had a camp at the start of it for all the first year uni students at doing performing arts. And she was the third year. They picked like four third years to go and kind of be the leaders. And she was, we met there, hooked up there.
This is a real Mark and Naomi situation. Yeah.
Not on. She's in an authoritative position. Don't like that. So first
of all, I'm not loving that.
Not loving your pedophile ex-girlfriend, honestly.
I was 17 too.
Oh, oh my God.
Fuck Josh.
She was 20.
Are you okay?
No!
Yeah, we're in love, huh?
That's crook.
That's really crook. She's okay. Crook. So not loving her, first of all, I would say. First impressions, not loving her.
Was that the question? Was the question?
No, it's about whether she said a guy's got a little dick, laughed at his cheese eaten, or fucked him off because he couldn't pronounce an album properly.
Yeah.
Did you see the dick, Josh? Did you see the dick?
Yeah.
Right.
Little
How red was it?
Like, well, then it's A, lipstick. If you saw the dick.
Or I could be trying to get your points.
Was he circumcised?
Yes, he was. Which
That's
was
rare
it's odd
in
because yeah, because I'm at that weird age where I'm not, but my older brother is. And there was like that 1-2 years where it's like it was probably 60%, 40% of the guys in my class who weren't, 40% were, and then the younger you got less. Unless you got really
old.
Did you
do this survey yourself?
Do Christians get circumcised outside of America?
No.
Sometimes.
No. It used to be a generational thing, it used to be quite common. Yeah. But yeah.
So you said his dick was like a dog's dick. Was it matte or gloss?
Glossy, red. Like it'd been sunburnt and he'd put aloe vera on it.
Here's why I don't think that A is true. I think A is wrong because I think comedian Josh Earle would have jumped in with his own witty catch, like witty quip about the dog's dick.
Mm.
I can't imagine him. Like stepping, like I mean, if you're at a party and someone can get this dick out, and you're Josh Earle, I imagine you're like, you know, your synapses are firing. You got a whole bunch. You're like, hey, this is the day we've been training for, you know.
Also, do you think, Hing, I'm going to write a story in my own podcast where I'm really cool and going, hey, this is a cool story where I said a really funny thing?
I reckon you would.
Okay.
Why is isn't the name of the segment has something to do with dogs? Why are there dogs in the name of the segment?
That's just what the segment's called. That's a popular song. Birds
do
it.
You said something about annoying dogs.
Yeah, well the real lyrics are birds do it, bees do it, let's do it, let's fall in love. And I was like birds do it, bees do it, even educated fleas do it, let's annoy dogs.
Right.
And then the guy's got a dog dick.
Yeah.
Is this some sort of national treasure thing going on here where where there are clues?
Could be.
I don't know. I don't care.
You think C? You think it's Sebado?
I reckon it's cheese. I thought maybe it was cheese.
Cheese.
Babe, what do you think?
I'm going by process of elimination. I think C is very likely, but I think it's a red herring. So I'm going to go with B. I think it's cheese.
Well, hang on. I have a question. Yeah, you have
to
vote together.
We're dating.
Fuck. You're one person. You don't matter when you're separated.
All right, let's just go with them, what they do then, because then we can, whatever happens, we'll just maintain it as a tie.
Yeah.
Question.
Yes.
Why the cheese thing?
Yep.
To me, that could be construed as flirting, like making fun of someone for doing something weird.
But if you make
She said it in a way which was quite common to say in, like, the year 2000 or 2000, you know, a certain voice that it wasn't flirting.
What's the voice? Do the voice.
I don't want to in 2021 do the voice. But
sure.
The more I hear about this girl, I am loving her.
So we describe it as like a, I mean, was it more of a Chinese accent? More of a subcontinental, more of a
I don't think it was an accent.
It wasn't racial, Hing.
Racism wasn't the issue.
I mean, in Launceston, I think it was an issue.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Wow, Naomi, I can't believe you would erase racism like that.
To me, racism not an issue. Fine, I'll say it.
Doesn't exist. I've never seen it.
Hey, Josh, can I ask a quick question just about the timing of this?
Yep.
Did this did this breakup scenario where you felt like you're in control of the situation, you'd really beat out this guy, did it happen before or after September 11, 2001?
This would have been after that.
Okay. I got one question.
Yep.
With the, how late was it when this happened and was everyone drinking?
Yes, it was a party. Everyone was drinking. I don't know the exact time, but say it wouldn't have properly started by until like 10 o'clock. Then, yeah.
Because you're not going to get your weird little dog dick out if you're not like piss fucking drunk.
I'll give you, this was around the time of the Big Brother turkey slapping incident. And turkey slapping was a lot bigger in society than it is these days.
I remember when I saw that and I was like so scared that I was going to get turkey slapped one day.
Yeah.
I was like, how do I avoid getting turkey slapped?
Yeah. It was turkey slapping and drop bears. People were scared.
All right, Mark, you can decide.
What do you think? What do you think? We'll go with...
You can decide for both of us.
I think it's cheese.
All right, cheese.
You're going to lock in cheese, okay?
All right, should we just go and see then just so we can get points on them? Because I don't think it's A.
I think it's C.
Yeah. Okay. I think turkey slapping, I think that was maybe a bit later than
you're
the Twin 40. Towers.
Turkey slapping was later than the Twin Towers.
I think the Twin Towers happened, and I remember being in high school when that happened, and I remember being at uni when turkey slapping was sort of a thing.
Are you suggesting, Hing, that one is the direct result of the other?
I don't know. We don't know the counterfactual. We simply don't know what would happen had Osama bin Laden chose other monuments to terrorize or had...
And it was definitely Osama bin Laden.
Or wasn't on his period that day.
Wow. I can't believe I'm being cancelled, I think, for being misogynistic towards Osama bin Laden. I don't quite understand.
I'd really like to steer away.
But it feels like the tone is very attacking from you, Naomi.
That's the only tone I know, brother.
We've talked a lot about pedophiles. I'd just really like to stir us away from, you know.
Terrorists?
Yeah. Yep. If we could.
So what do you think? You think you two are...
Oh, how interesting
C.
that Hum is the one who doesn't want us to talk about the damage that Al-Qaeda did. How interesting, Hamara Mahbub. Very interesting.
Wow, Josh Earl's podcast is going to get cancelled because of this. I hope you're happy, Michael Hing.
Absolutely. This is unusable, surely.
A lot of this will get cut, then.
Well, then let's do Islamophobia. Josh, cut it.
What do we think?
I think we're going to see.
Let's go see.
The correct answer was B.
Of course it was I love cheese. Of course it was I love cheese.
I love cheese.
Yes. So for the next 2 years, we quite often would jokingly, just in any lull point in the conversation, I love cheese. All right, cool. Good to know. So 2 points for me and 2 points for Naomi and Mark. So.
Okay, yeah. Wait, Josh, yep. When did you guys break up and why?
I've talked about this on the show, but we broke up 2003. She was having an affair with a guy that she worked with, and I walked in on them, kind of, and... he was 6'7", so that's like a foot taller than I am. And I didn't have a license, and she lived in Devonport. So I surprised her one morning. My flatmate was a courier on his shift.
Fuck.
And so he dropped me off, and I went in, and they were in bed together. And so I went into the lounge room, and then she came out, and I said, can you drive me home, please? We had to drive an hour and 20 minutes back to Launceston. And then she went back down to Devonport, and then she came out the next day, and that's when we broke up. And like 2 days later, I booked a ticket to move to Melbourne, and that was
it.
Wow.
And look at us now.
This is how, yeah.
Never been better.
And now I've got 2 points out of it. So this is it. The score at the end of that round. Hing, still on 1 point. Me, I'm on 2. Hum, you're on 3, but in the lead, Mark and Naomi, both on 4 points.
Pretty fucking sweet. Bullshit. It's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. You can get your points here. All right, this round's called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If things true, you say yeah. If things a lie, you'll say nah. A point if you get it correct. A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Hum, for the last day of high school, Naomi was the ringleader of a prank on all the year 11s. This prank escalated quite dramatically. One of the teachers lost their mind over it and asked for whoever was responsible to come forward. Everyone in the year group looked at Naomi. Feeling the heat, she was about to confess when the teacher just kept on talking, and to this day, Naomi has never confessed. Yeah or nah?
On the one hand, I believe that that is something Naomi could do today. But I don't know if she would have been able to in high school.
So this is year 12.
Whereas I understand it. Oh, you guys have all frozen.
Ah, you're frozen on mine.
Uh-oh. We can hear you though. Yeah. Just power through.
And she's gone.
I feel like
she's gone.
Hello. Oh, hey. Sorry, guys. The internet froze. I was saying that I don't know if... I know current day Naomi could do this. I don't know if high school Naomi could have done it. But I want to believe in her, so I'm going to say yeah.
You're going to say yeah? Hum, yeah. You are correct. You know your friend. What? That is a true story, yes.
Yeah, I'm a bad girl. Turns out.
Nice work.
No one knew.
What was the prank? What was the big prank?
Oh, okay. This is complicated to explain. There's a mezzanine area in the gym where we would do assembly, and the year 12s would sit up there. On the year 12's last day, they'd run out to the front of assembly, and the year 11s would sit up there. I was like, let's plaster newspaper across the like fence in front of it so the year 11s can't see. Right? Haha, low damage. So I was like, let's do that. And then everyone like started getting creative and rubbing fucking lip balm on the railings and like duct taping chairs together. And I was like, don't do this, don't do that. And it was disgusting. It was a mess. And I was so terrified. That teacher was screaming his head off.
But no one got hurt.
No, it was fine. But then we all like sheepishly went up and cleaned it all up before the year 11s got there anyway. So it was humiliating.
All right, so a point there for Hum. Now, to Naomi, Hing once scammed his way onto an all-expensive-paid holiday in Mexico. All was going smoothly until the last day when the hotel manager called Michael down to ask him about his media credentials. He continued with the lie when the guy held up Hing's own YouTube channel in front of him and said, "You are going to pay for your room. Yeah or nah?"
Can I ask questions?
Yeah, go for it.
Did you say Mexico?
Mm-hmm.
You went to Mexico?
Yes, I was studying there for a little under 6 months in Mexico City on exchange, and this was a holiday we took to Cancun. I feel like I'm under a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah, you are, bitch.
But, what's your YouTube channel?
Hum can back this up. Hum can back up the fact that I was in Mexico. I don't think she knows this specific story.
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
I'm going to say lie.
You're going to say a lie?
Yeah.
You are correct, Naomi. That was not a true story, but based on truth.
Based on look truth.
How he shakes under pressure. Come on, that can't have been true.
You did go to Mexico.
I did. We did scam our way into a resort in Cancun.
For free.
In fact, yeah, for free. It wasn't based on my YouTube channel. It was based on, we basically just said we were from a university and we were a visiting delegation. And we were like a travel society from the University of Sydney, and they gave us like an all-inclusive package for free at this resort, and we were meant to write like a blog about them, which we obviously never did. And then I ate so much garbage food at this like fucked, like beautiful hotel that I got quite ill, and then threw up in an elevator, and then we were asked to leave the hotel.
Oh, no.
All right. To Hing now. Now, Mark's grandfather was convinced that his barber was out to hurt him. He believed that he was deliberately turning the hairdryer up too hot to try and burn his head. Instead of telling him to stop it, his grandfather would bottle this rage. It all came out one day when on the street he saw his barber walking past, so he punched him in the face. Yeah or nah?
Mark has told me some crazy stories about his family, never specifically about his grandfather that I can remember. Mark, did you ever meet this barber?
Yes.
And what was your relationship with the barber like?
Good.
What? Have you been to court before, Mark? What is this?
Yes.
Is this fucking Senate estimates? What the fuck is happening here?
Mark, I reclaim my time.
Mark, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you recall the name of the barber?
Vito Sammartino.
It's so hard to tell with Italian names.
The problem with this is that I'd say like 40% of Mark's actual job is improvising Italian sounds and names. And so actually asking him to name the name of the barber, of course he would get that so quickly. I'm going to say it's true.
Hing, you are correct. This was a true story, yeah.
That's crazy. True.
And here's the kicker. The barber was my great uncle. Not related by blood to that particular grandfather. In fact, not related at all to that particular grandfather. My family are full of fucked cunts. And my grandfather punched my great uncle in the face.
Because the hairdryer was too hot.
Because he thought he was like, he's burning me on purpose. And everyone's like, he's not burning you on purpose. That's crazy. Just ask him to stop if you think it's too hot. He doesn't know. He can't feel your head heat. Like, he's not aware. And my nonna was like, nah, he's fucking doing it on purpose. Just walked into the street and punched him in the fucking face. And it was like, my great uncle was like, what is going on? Because they walked past each other in Werribee. And my great uncle was just like, hello. I can't even remember. I'm glad he's dead. No one liked him. No one liked his grandfather. He's a fucking asshole. I can't even remember his name. I don't know my nonna's name.
You don't speak his name.
No, not the bad one. The good one was all right. His name was Angelo. Anyway, this guy was the worst. We're all very happy when he died.
All right, so you got a point there, Hing. Now, to Mark.
Yeah.
Hum was once stopped in the supermarket by another shopper and the shopper's boyfriend. The other shopper said, this is a weird question, but did you throw up on a plane coming back from LA? And Hum had to say yes, because she did. The woman then asked for a photo as she was the flight attendant on that flight and said that her colleagues still talk about it to this day. Yeah or nah?
Was this on a recent trip from LA, Hum?
It was actually my only trip from LA, Mark.
Right.
I think you were there, you'll find.
So, and what was the flight that you threw up on originally?
It was the one where, do you remember Hing and I went to Japangeles? That night that you guys all went to that party with Drill? Were you there for that?
Nah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah. Was I there?
Yeah, you were there.
Did you come to the Drill party? I can't remember.
Yeah, we played Codenames.
You were...
Oh, that was that's not a party.
I don't know. I wasn't there. I was throwing up on a plane. I was throwing up on QF-402 or whatever back from LA. I got the same food poisoning that Hing got from Japangeles, from that place we went to get mochi, but Hing got to shit himself in a very luxurious hotel he was paying for, and I got to shit myself on a steel tube.
$35,000. I'm gonna say nah.
You're gonna say nah?
Yeah.
Mark, you are correct. That is not a true story.
I didn't tell a single lie. Everything I just said was real. How did you know?
I don't know. I was watching you while the story was being read out, and I didn't get any sense of recognition from it, from your face.
Fuck.
So that's what I'm about. So
he's a performer. He's looking for emotion.
Yeah. I was just trying to read you, and I don't know.
But there's one detail of this story that I really liked, which I didn't say, which is where were you throwing up on this flight?
Oh, yeah. So there was nowhere for me to lie down because I was in economy and all of business and first were full. So they moved me. It was one of the planes with an upstairs. They moved me upstairs to the first class champagne lounge. So I lay on a couch and threw up and shivered while like rich people literally... Imagine like Josh, but blonder and richer in a tuxedo, like on a plane. Like dudes that look like that were trying to have champagne with hot women from like perfume ads. And I was there being like,
I just love the fact that, you know, it could have been someone who had saved up their whole life. Their dream was to fly first class and use the bar. And then they get there and there's someone just shitting and throwing up all over the place. Right.
You poor bastard.
That's what they deserve.
Yeah.
That's real. That's class war, and I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I'm an activist.
Mm. Yeah, throwing up on a plane is praxis.
At the end of that round, the scores are Hing, you're on 2 points. Me, I'm still on 2 points. Hum, you're on 4 points. Mark is on 5 points. And Naomi, also on 5 points.
Wow.
Congratulations, fucking everyone. Hell, this is bullshit.
I hate this.
That's what you get. That's a true Netflix household, baby.
Yeah, baby.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out a bunch of questions about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You can't buzz in for your own ones. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Here we go. Question one. Who once had a job mining cryptocurrency?
Hum.
Naomi. Mark.
I heard Mark first.
Hing.
What?
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
I said it before you.
What job did and you have mining cryptocurrency?
Mark literally pointed at me to say she said it first.
Oh. No, that was a twitch. No, that was a twitch.
That was a, excuse me.
That was a little twitch. Oh, I had my finger twitched.
I've got to say, on the screen, Naomi, it did look like he was pointing at Hing, which is where it's on. So that's what I thought. He was going, oh, it's
you
Hing.
You piece of shit.
And I
shit.
Was too, you as I was doing that as well.
No, he's Hing is next point. To us on our screen.
I said it first and that was my point. And I don't know... What else there is to... Let's
yeah, well,
on.
If you're listening, rewind the question fucking tape two. And you hear this...
Question number two.
No, I want to know about cryptocurrency, Hing.
No. So I got fired from a job, and while I was leaving that job, as a sort of a... I don't know if it was really revenge or just... I was just kind of... I don't know. Just as I was leaving, I installed a computer in a disused studio there, and I set it mining Bitcoin, and I left it there for 2.5 years. Then went back and collect it afterwards.
Oh.
Every now and again. Just went in, checked the little wallet, and then, no. Maybe this story's illegal. I don't know if this story's illegal. I don't know.
Wait, so did you sell the cryptocurrency?
Yeah, not really, because it was quite hard to get rid of at the time. I had to purchase a lot of graphics cards, and I had to sell those. Yeah.
What?
Did you make real money from this illegal activity?
I don't like to disclose my finances to you.
and rightly so.
We haven't sorted out the prenup, and I don't want to give you any extra bargaining tools.
All right, question two. Who here had a crazy dog as a kid that really, honestly got sent to the farm to live?
Hum.
Yes, Hum.
Naomi?
No, that was Mark. Mark got his dog sent.
My dog got sent to a crazy animal farm and there was a chained up monkey there.
What?
I don't know. We had a fucked dog and we were like, we can't handle the dog. And my parents were like, we'll take him to our friend's farm. And at the farm, there were a whole bunch of crazy animals. It was like everyone just unloaded there. This was a wild dog. It tore up our furniture. And I remember there being all these cages with crazy animals in them, and he had a fucking monkey, and it had a chain around its neck, and it was chained to the ground. And it was crazy.
Do you think that the dog was crazy because of the chaotic, I guess, home life it found itself in? With
it didn't. It wasn't there when my grandfather punched my great-uncle. Thing. It was just bored and lonely, and no one knew how to love in my family. Yeah, that was the problem.
I'm just saying, I don't think these things are unrelated entirely, you know?
Yeah, it's true. I'm starting to realize now they're all interconnected.
But aren't we all really the chained up monkey? Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you for saying it. Thank you for saying it.
Someone had to say it.
We were all thinking it.
All right, question three. Whose advice for people is to not be a little bitch?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Hum.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Naomi.
She tells me that all the time.
Love you.
Well, to be fair, Naomi, when she says it, are you being a little bitch?
Most of the time I am. I'm prone to being a little bitch.
Question four. Who found out you can't use Windex to cool yourself down?
Hum.
Mark.
I heard Mark first.
Hing.
No, that was Naomi. Naomi Higgins found that out. Point off
what?
Mark.
How? You're stammering.
Okay, I call bullshit because it actually worked, Josh, first of all.
You said you fainted.
Yeah, okay. Well, I needed water as well. It was when I worked at Coles when I was 15.
Windex?
And
what did you do? Drink
can
it?
Can I finish?
What are you talking
can
about?
Can I finish?
High school Naomi was fucked.
Yeah, she was fucked up. Here's what happened. I was working at Coles, it was a really hot day, I didn't have any water, and I was 15, so I was like, well, I can't stop serving, because there was a big line of people at the checkout. And then, to cool myself down, I sprayed some Windex on my hand and put it on the back of my neck, because I didn't have any water. And then I fainted.
That's real little bitch behavior.
I was a child.
I also worked at a supermarket checkout, and I was also scared to ask if I could go and get stuff. And so I once pissed myself at the register.
Oh, I never do that.
That's so embarrassing.
Hell yeah, dude.
I dropped some creaming soda at the same time to hide it, and it smashed all over the floor. And I got my boss to come and clean it up for me and stand in my piss so I could go and change my pants, because they didn't know I pissed myself. They just thought I got creaming soda all over me.
Wait, what color?
Wait, so they didn't know it was piss when they were cleaning it up?
No one knew it was piss.
What, isn't creaming soda a different color to piss?
Piss.
Creaming soda is yellow?
It's yellow and fizzy, just like piss, right?
Creaming soda is red. Creaming soda is red.
It doesn't have to be.
You can get yellow one as well.
You can get yellow creaming
soda. I think the Kirk's creaming soda is yellow.
Your
Tarix is red. I would love Kirk's creaming soda to sponsor.
You know a lot about which creaming, which soft drink specifically can mask urine, Josh Earl.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a question. Were you holding the creamy soda at the time, and it was like a good thing, or did you just look around for the nearest yellow fluid? And
no, I said it was Posito.
The lady I was serving was buying a whole bunch of them, and so I picked up. Oh. It was actually cans of it, so I picked up a whole slab of it and dropped it, and the cans went fizzing everywhere.
Where the fuck was this in Melbourne, or was this in your hometown, Burnie, in Tassie?
Wait, so did the cans splash up on your crotch? Like, didn't you also have stuff on your crotch from the piss?
Oh, I then bent down. I did this thing where I bent down to pick them up as if to try and save them, and then poured it on my pants to go, oh no. And I was wearing black pants, so you couldn't really see where it came from. Yeah.
You could have just said, I'll be back Woolworths in 5 minutes. I just got it.
No.
There's piss on the ground, huh?
My boss was 18, not letting me go to the toilet. I'd asked twice if I can go to the toilet, and she said, no, you'll go on your break. This is
a joke. Okay. Well, that's a human rights issue.
Then you should have pissed yourself and said, clean it up, bitch.
Yeah, no, owned it. You should have owned it.
Stop being a little bitch, Josh.
Yeah, you're right.
I did that in primary school. I was, the teacher would not let me go to the toilet, so I just went. Sorry, and you know those bucket seats?
Yeah.
You know, and it filled with piss. Yes. And so my ass was all wet and covered in piss. And I was like, not only I pissed my pants, but then it filled the bucket. I was soaked in piss. And I was like, you gotta let little boys piss when they gotta piss. I mean, I didn't say that to the teacher. I was just crying. But I think that's the lesson that they learned.
Sure. And Mark, do we think this is related to your chaotic home life at all, growing up? Potentially? Or?
Okay, Mark is a brave little boy, and I'm proud of him.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well done, Mark.
Next.
I've met so many people who weaponize piss so readily.
Next question. Who here thought they had an STI, but it turned out their jeans just didn't fit right? Yes, Hum.
Hing.
Yes, you are correct.
Hing. Hell yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Just, I put on a bit of weight, and the buttons in my jeans, they dug into my groin and stomach, and I thought those marks were evidence of a sexually transmitted infection.
On your stomach?
Stomach, and well, I'd never had one, so I thought, I was like, fuck, what are these marks? I've got these crazy ass marks. And then I went to the doctor about it, and I went through a fucking spiral, as you can imagine. I thought my then girlfriend was cheating on me as a result of this. I was like, oh great, well, she's fucked some guy, he's given her a disease, and now I've gotten, like, it was just completely unhinged.
I've gotten the belly marks STD.
Yeah. And then I was talking to the doctor about it. I like broke down in tears in front of this doctor, and she was like, all right, show me. And then I undid my pants, and she like was like, oh, well. And then she grabbed like the edges of my jeans and kind of like moved them up and down, like as the flaps of my jeans. And she was like, those marks line up with the buttons on your jeans. I think your jeans are just too tight. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And that's why she got a medical degree.
Yeah. Anyway, 6 years of medical school to know I'm a fat cunt.
I thought I had an STD once. I just wasn't changing my undies often enough.
What do you mean? Oh, how many times do you wear your undies?
I was a grot. I was in. I just started uni. I moved out of the bed. I was a grot. Anyway.
Oh my.
I was a big grot.
Were you still pissing your pants in the bucket seat at this time?
Yes.
I once thought I had like a bum cancer, and went to the doctor and asked him if he could look. And he's like, oh, it's just hemorrhoids, don't worry. And I said, can you look? And he's like, oh, I don't need to. Just trust me. And I pretty much forced him to look at my bum. And he went, yeah, it's hemorrhoids. So I'm like, okay, great, thanks. He goes, just chew your food, drink more water. You'll be fine.
I had an ass scoping last year, Josh, because I also thought I had ass cancer. But unlike you, my doctor listened to my concerns and sent me for a colonoscopy. And I'm fine, but I woke up. You know when you wake up from the drugs, you're kind of all over the place? I woke up and I grabbed the nurse's arm and I was like, how's my ass?
Next question. Who here worked in a pizza place where the owner's wife would steal the tips?
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Hum.
Yes, you're correct, Mark. Yes.
Yeah.
When did you work in a pizza place?
I was like 14.
When you didn't share your cryptocurrency with her.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We all have secrets, Mubbub. We all have secrets.
I feel like the only reason I assume that is because you're very attuned with the Italian experience. And so that's why.
Thank you, Mark.
Did anyone know that the wife was stealing the tips, like in terms of the management?
Well, it was actually Mark. This is interesting because you might think this is cultural appropriation. They were like Slovenian or something. They weren't Italian.
Oh.
So it was just a husband and wife, and the husband was always making the pizzas, and the wife would let me do all the waiting. And I think because the only people there were her, she was fine, but kind of grumpy. The husband was always making pizzas. The son was, like, younger than me, kind of incompetent, quite surly. And I was, like, 14 and a girl child. So, of course, adult men loved to speak to me. Because that's the world.
Let's not say the word again. Yeah. Go on.
So what would happen?
Oh, and for the listeners, sorry, what word? We don't know what word you're talking about.
The word is Italian, obviously. That's the word we're all skirting around.
So I think they weren't used to getting any tips, but since I was the first girl that worked there, she noticed that I was getting tips and she had left me in charge of running the till. So I would take the change, leave the tips in the tip jar, or give the change back to the customer, and they would put it in the tip jar. When she noticed that was happening, she stopped letting me do the till. She would let me do all the serving, and then when people gave her money and tips, she would just take the stuff out of the tip jar and put it back in the till and lock it. And I was like, I got sexually harassed as a minor for that money.
That's your money.
Yeah, you, that is hard-earned cash.
50-year-old, like, graying, melting man, like, melting off his seat, melting out of his pants, touched my fucking thigh, and that woman took my money. Disaster.
Yeah, that's she is the... You tell that story, and I'm mad at that woman, That's the person I'm mad at.
I'm never eating Slovenian pizza again.
Yeah, Italians would never do that.
Thank you, Mark.
If you worked at Tiamo's, it'd be different.
They would punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And our final question for the podcast, who here went through a phase of dislocating their little toe?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Mark?
You are correct. It was your boyfriend, Mark, yes. Yes.
Correct. Have you
seen
me do that?
You've got a fucked toe.
Yeah, man. When I was in high school, for some reason, my baby toe just kept getting caught on shit, like chairs and door frames and like the end of my bed. And it just started dislocating a lot. And I just got to the point where I had to learn how to snap it back into place because I couldn't keep going to the doctors. And now it just like, it just constantly just pops out.
Max,
I got to put it back in.
You just keep just bringing up so many ailments on this podcast.
I'm sick. I'm a sick man. I'll be happy for it.
It's interesting though, Mark, because you perform barefoot. You do a live show feet show, basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
So like, obviously you've overcome.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah, and?
No.
Well, just, if I'd fucked up my toes the whole time throughout high school, I'd be wary and I'd probably want to wear shoes all the time. But Mark's out there.
Mark, they had a sketch. What was it called?
There's lots of them.
What was that sketch?
Remember when you did that sketch?
It was.
No,
it was,
okay, there was one where you played Stompy.
No, that's the one I'm going to steal. Oh, Stompy Pete.
Stompy Pete, and he. Have we talked about this? We talked about this on the podcast. Yeah, he stomped around and he gave himself soldier's foot, and so he had to wear shoes for the rest of the run and change the character to Raspberry Pete.
The raspberry bart.
Raspberry
he makes
bart.
Sounds like a fart. I mean, look, I'm there's not a lot to me, all right? But it's feet and farts, and yeah, anyway.
So, Mark, seeing you, you have your feet out there, are you on WikiFeet?
I am.
Oh, nice.
And so am I, and please feel free to go over and give us a 5-star rating.
I think I have a 4.8.
Oh.
He rigged it.
I didn't rig it. I ran a campaign.
I rigged it too.
I had someone hit me up on Instagram asking, can they get a photo of my feet for their site?
Nice. Hot.
I said,
do it.
No.
Wow. can I say, I think like there's obviously a lot more serious racial politics in the world, but I think there is a lack of representation of Asian men in the foot fetish object community. I don't think I've ever had someone ask to look at my feet, and I think they think that my feet would be gross or something, or not trippable. My feet are very trippable,
and you would
happily
think,
show them.
You would think with like culture of taking your shoes off inside, it'd be a lot easier to get the photos.
Exactly. Meanwhile, no one's asking me for fucking photos of my feet, and I'm not saying it's definitely racist, but it's not racist.
Maybe that's what
fight
it is,
the
though.
Power
Maybe
in.
Because we keep them hidden a bit more.
Oh,
it's like
sure.
The Dance of the Seven Veils.
I'm out here slutting about with my feet. Yeah. Everyone to look at.
Yeah.
No one's buying the cow if they get the milk for free, Hing.
At the end of the game, the scores are Michael Hing, 2 points.
Come on.
Josh Earl, 2 points. Hum, you're on 4 points.
Yes.
Mark on 6 points, but our winner on 7 points is Naomi.
Yes.
Now, try hard, absolute try hard.
Naomi.
Oh, it's better than not trying at all, loser.
Not true. Shit actually, feet. Not trying's cool, so.
Babe, you're embarrassing
because
us.
Because you win, Naomi.
Be. It used to be.
What's up?
You can plug whatever you want to plug first. You get open slather of plugging whatever show you might want to plug that's on ABC. Go for it.
Great. I would love to plug Rosehaven. They just got a season 5. Isn't that amazing? We love them. We love Celia. We love Luke. Alternatively, there is another show, Why You Like This, on iView right now. If you're international, it'll be on Netflix everywhere else soon. But it's on iView, all 6 episodes. Binge it. Great reviews. Haven't we gotten, Mark? Don't make me talk this up on my own, please.
Yeah, hum and Mark, if you want to talk about it too.
Well, I'll talk because I actually co-created the show. I don't know about Mark.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know listening to the intro of the podcast, that's for sure.
It's a great show. We are on the Pirate Bay, so that's a,
don't
that's
tell
a
them
big
that,
get
huh?
for
gotta
us.
Stop. You got to stop plugging that. It was funny once. You can't just keep doing it on every piece of PR we do. Huh?
No, I thought it would help.
Put it on. No, watch it on iView. We don't get any hits if you download it off Pirate Bay.
No, I put it on Prime. I thought it was going to help. Well, how else are people going to find it? It's not out on Netflix internationally for like months or whatever. So I put it on Pirate Bay.
Weeks.
Oh, you piece of shit. Did you do this with your little crypto drives, did you?
No, I should say, for fans of this podcast, there's a lot of people who have been on the show in the first episode. Can I say Peter Jones?
Yeah.
Lawrence Long? Mm-hmm. Matt Stewart?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You three?
It's correct.
It's good. It's good.
That is the entire cast.
That's it.
Yep.
That's all 6 of us.
All 6 of the cast. It's like Friends. That's all 6. And then there's a Gunter, but we don't really know who plays that.
Yeah, I'm the Chandler.
Hing, do you want to plug that thing that you do every day? What is it?
No, I don't want to plug the radio show. That's got, millions of listeners. I don't give a shit about that. What I want to plug,
What's it called?
No,
do plug that. Some people don't know.
No, I don't care about that. I don't need this. I'm not on this podcast to plug my radio show. I'm on this podcast because I'm not allowed to plug my stand-up show on my radio show.
Oh.
So, if you'll allow me, I'm going to be performing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The show is called Kill Hing in the Name Of. It's a very funny pun. It's at the Comedy Republic Bar from the 24th of March through until the 5th of April. So it's like, I don't know, 11 shows or some shit. I don't know. I haven't done the math.
Great.
It's an hour of stand-up. I haven't done it in a long time. But I've been, this year I've been training again. Been back in training. I'm good at comedy again, everyone, despite the fact that none of you liked my first tweet.
Well, we'll find out when we see the show. But can I plug something?
Yes, go for it.
Along with Why You Like This, which, look, 2 people have already plugged, but I directed a show that's on at Comedy Republic. called Whoa Alyssa.
Oh, great.
Two very funny sketch boys, 11 o'clock at Comedy Republic on Thursday and Friday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. Please check it out.
They're so funny.
They're so good. It's such a great show, and I did a really good job directing it.
Go and watch that show, Mark, and I see fart mouth in that fucking sketch show,
I can't explain to you.
I will punch you in the face. I will see you in the street, and I will punch you in the face.
There is no way anyone will ever want to do fart mouth as a sketch ever. Shouldn't have been done in the first place, and it won't ever be done again. So rest assured, mate. Rest assured.
With your tweets about pee pee poo poo,
Mark, I've got
a fucking problem.
I've got a sketch for you, Mark. How's this sketch? It's called It's called Hing Bum,
and
it's a close up of a bum, and then it goes to fart and it just says Hing. How's that? Is that a sketch? Just hing. Like, yeah.
Wow. Mark, I think it's time to add a seventh member to Auntie Donna, and it's Josh Earl.
It's gonna happen.
After that amazing pitch.
It's gonna happen.
Hey, do you have anything else to plug apart from the show that you want people to look at?
Well, I just found out my car might be written off. So if anyone wants to give me $15,000 to buy a new one, I'd love that.
Great.
What happened?
All right. Kia, if you're listening, give Hum a car.
Yep. Please, chuck us one.
Show feet, baby.
Yeah, I hit a guy in a Hilux, Mark, is what happened.
Ooh. Oh, Jesus.
It's a bad look.
What is it with our girlfriends writing off cars?
Naomi needs a car too. Look, if anyone wants to get
off. Yeah, I also would love a car if you want to give me a car.
Naomi wrote off her car last year.
Women be driving. Am I right, boys?
Be driving.
What? Is this on?
I feel uncomfortable with the direction of this riff, frankly.
Listen, if you're someone who makes cute little pink cars for gals and you want to give one to me and one to Nom, call us.
Mm-hmm. Let us know.
Hey, thanks for doing this, everyone. If you're in Melbourne, shows for my comedy festival shows are on sale as well. Go to joshua.com.au. I'm doing the split show with Ben Lomas and also the podcast at the European Beer Cafe, 6 o'clock on Sunday. So get a ticket. Very good people coming on. Nina Oyama's booked in for the first one. Ross Noble's for the second one. Make sure you come along. It's going to be fun. That's all for tonight's show. Thank you so much for doing it, guys. Make sure you watch Why You Like This. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Man, it's like fucking 3 a.m. now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.